This is Money Talks for January 29th. The Roosevelt dime we carry in our pockets is linked directly to the fight against one of the most feared diseases of this century, polio. This is ANA's Money Talks. When Franklin Roosevelt died suddenly in 1945, there were immediate calls to honor him on one of our coins. FDR had been elected president four times, had helped pull the nation out of its worst depression, and had successfully led the alliance against the military machines of Hitler, Mussolini, and Hirohito. The dime was certainly the most appropriate coin for honoring Roosevelt. Why? Well, that's where the fight against polio enters the story. Roosevelt suffered from polio, a disease that mainly afflicted infants and young children, but which he contracted as an adult. Polio is a disease that suddenly strikes the spinal cord, causing, in its most acute form, paralysis of various muscles and permanent deformities. It reached near epidemic proportions in the U.S. during the first half of this century, with more than 33,000 cases occurring in 1950 alone. In 1938, Roosevelt served as national chairman of the first March of Dimes, the annual fundraising effort to find a cure for polio. School-aged children and their parents were urged by the president to donate their dimes to the cause. If you're old enough, you might remember inserting the dimes into cardboard holders collected at schools across the country. When the coin honoring Roosevelt was being prepared, its design was rushed so as to coincide both with Roosevelt's birthday, January 30th, and the launching of the 1946 March of Dimes campaign. What impact did all those dimes make? Enough that exactly 10 years to the day after Roosevelt's death, a vaccine developed by Dr. Jonas Salk was introduced to a relieved public. This has been Money Talks. Today's program was written by Peter McLaren and underwritten by members of the Professional Numismatist Guild, the PNG, whose motto is Knowledge, Integrity, Responsibility. This is a production of the American Numismatic Association, America's Coin Club, for over a century. For a free transcript, send a large self-addressed stamped envelope to ANA, Box 2196, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80901. Request program number 85. From the ANA Lamp of Knowledge, I'm Anna, the ANA Genie, with another report on Money Talks.